I'm talking to Mike Rawlins about how data can be used on local websites. Mike, you run a website in Stoke-on-Trent, I think. You want to tell us a bit about that?
Yeah, I run Pits and Pots, which is probably the biggest political website in Stoke. Well, the only political website in Stoke-on-Trent, shall we say. Probably one of the biggest in the West Midlands. We get about 6,000-7,000 unique visitors each day.
That's a pretty heavy-duty website. And Stoke's quite a challenging town with a lot of regeneration issues. Is information and data important to you there?
If we could get the data, it'd be important, yeah.
So I detect from that you're having difficulties finding data about Stoke.
We have asked for various sets of data just to be able to do something with it. The biggest issue from the people who hold the data is we can't give you that because it might be wrong.
And if you, though, running a website, if you got data and there were some errors in it, I mean, that would be just an issue for discussion, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would be an issue for discussion. I mean, if we get the data, if it's wrong, if it's sold as seen, we could possibly do something to improve the data. We're not after using the data as a stick to beat people with, just as something to say, well, this is what we've got, what can we do with it to make it more usable? Because sitting in a PDF or sitting on a server somewhere with inside the council is of no benefit to anybody.
And so on your website, do you think you've got the technical capability to do something with these data sets should you get hold of them?
Yeah, we've got the capacity on the website. We've got the skill set with the people who are involved in the website and people we can call on, so we could do some quite interesting things with it, yeah.
So are you and your team a bit of a stato? You think you've got that capability?
We've got quite a reasonable level of ability, and we've got people we can call on who could help us to improve on that.
And what types of data, you know, would you like to see easily available at Stoke? It's a very complex city with a lot of complex issues. What sort of things, data sets, would you like to see come out?
Where do you want to start? I mean, there's so many things there. I mean, traffic data, road traffic collisions, things like that. Even data, repair, housing maintenance data, bins, recycling, pretty much anything, because there's very little out there, so anything that we could get hold of and do something with so that there's a benefit to the people of the city would be a start.
I mean, it just seems fairly obvious that it's harder to hold people to account without this kind of data. It's almost as if there's a fundamental plank missing. Is that how it feels to you?
Yeah, I think the default position from the council for any number of reasons is to say, no, you can't have it, because they will just see that giving anything out to the public will just roll the piece of paper up that they give us and just use it to beat them over the head with it.
And do you think that's fair, or is there a vicious circle there?
I think there is a vicious circle. Yes, people will pick holes in it and say this is wrong, but how are they ever going to improve if they're not told where they're getting it wrong?
Yeah, it's said to seem. Civil servants occasionally say to me, oh, we don't want this data to be misused. And I always suggest that they want to see misuse of data, they should watch a debate in the House of Commons. I mean, there's no one's going to misuse it more than the politician, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, how can you misuse data? All you can do is interpret the data and produce something from it. You can't misuse it. All you can do is, you know, if you're given that data, you can interpret it, you can present it. That's all you can do with it.
And you've got a very local focus there in Stoke-on-Trent, on one of Britain's most fascinating cities. Have you had any use for the national data that's come out through data.gov? Has that made any difference to you locally?
To be honest, I've not really looked at that because I've tried quite hard to get local data, because people in Stoke-on-Trent are, as you're probably fully aware, are very parochial. Even within the six towns, there's huge amounts of, well, I'm not going to talk to somebody from Fenton because I come from Tunstall. So worrying about data that comes from Birmingham or from London isn't really going to be high on their list of priorities.
That's splendid, and I, you know, having spent a bit of time in Stoke, I absolutely love the people's pride in their towns. But if you, we've got a few seconds left on this recording, if you had a kind of a magic wand, what would you change in this data landscape, as it were?
In Stoke-on-Trent, I would make the default position that all data is available. That's it. Just it's there. Use it. Show us what you've done with it.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.